They used to make all our wagons by hand. I never had. There used to be a good old timber shed in here. I can recollect that. And the man used to walk through there into it. From out of this end. Great big trees I seen come in over my right away there, and I filled the saw pit up. I just had to cut all the wood up behind. All the, you know, pieces for these tumbles, old-fashioned tumbles. Mm. And that's what they used to make in there. Old-fashioned tumbles and all things like that.
Mm. What did they call the place on the farm where they used to keep the carts and wagons and tumbles?
Cart lodge.
Aye.
Oh, if that was right ripe, that could be carted the next day. But if that was a little damp, then that had to be left a little longer. Mm. See? Mm. Mm. Then that had to be left longer.
And where did you take it to?
Home to the house. And that's where it was stacked. Fell all the barns up with it. Mm. And then he used to have the stack same dig in the barns, you see. Mm. So I could get it in when I wanted.
Oh. And what about the hay?
Hay? Mm. Well, I used to mow all that with the sawyers. I've been up and mowing at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, round about here, and I walked up the same common and I'd done a day work, come back, and then I'd gone to mine out, I had me to. All that. It's wonderful, ain't it? You've got to have sawyers like razors, you know, blade on a stick, they are, you know what I mean, don't you? Sawyers, they call them. I used to call them sawyers.
And how much would you do in a day?
Well, if you was a good mower and you had a nice long day, you would knock an acre down. Mm. No, but 2 or 3 men, when I was knocking the corn down, you know, they'd do a good bit in the day. Because I used to mart uphill, you see, mart right for the hand, and then it was right for the men to take it out. Then I used to walk back in and start the bottom. Off you go again. Follow one another.
And all gathered by horses, was it?
Yes, horses used to carry them. Mm. And of course there used to be a man in the wagon to load it, you know, and a man to pitch it. And others used to unload and stack it handy, you know, around the barns, all the places where they could get handy for the barns. Well, then, if they couldn't get it in the barn, you see, they'd make the stacks round it, you see, so that won't fire a cart.
They'd breed their own horses, did they?
You see, perhaps I won't have only 2 breeding mares, and perhaps I'd have 3. Well, I used to keep them here fold, break them in the cell, and get them to work on the plough or anything like that. And they nice to sell me if they wanted. Quiet and all right, you see.
And did you used to break them in?
No, I never broke them in. You know, I was more of a man, you see, with the light horses. You know, the bloods. When I used to work up there, I told you see, he got a blood mare. Well, you see, she used to breed foals. And I used to get them gentle to lead it. And then I always had the charm of Ipswich in the ring on the market when he advertised it. Oh. I now auction there up in the pulpit. That here was the last one I took. He says, you've got a beauty there. When you get across the other end, come across with it again, my boy. He says, it's a beauty, you know. He's trying to make all the money he could of it because that was a real blood. And of course, I bore him for hunting, don't I? Mm. But that was a beauty. Mm. When I first married, I had 10 shillings a week, that's all. And when spring came, the 21st of March, ain't it? We had to work 2 hours longer, and we had another shilling for that. We had 11 then. Anyway, Whatever would I think of that, Neil? That's what I had when I married.
Yeah.
So you.
And what about family?